One of the most world-famous characteristics of New Jersey is, right, the Jersey Shore, and of course its beaches. The waters off New Jersey, along being a natural habitat for sea life, is also part of the fishing industry. Now, for decades, those waters and the beaches have been under the threat of offshore oil drilling. As one of his final acts as president, President Biden issued a ban on offshore oil drilling. First guest today is here to explain why this matters for New Jersey, as well as the rest of the area that the ban covers, to be sure. She is Management Operations Director with Clean Ocean Action, Kari Martin. Thanks for being here today, Kari.
Thanks for having us.
CleanOceanAction.org. Learn more about the work of the organization, how you can be a part of it with your support, both monetarily as well as through your interest and your efforts to make a difference, as the organization does what it does. You look at this ban, too. It covers 625 million acres of ocean, including New Jersey waters. And as I said, Kari, for decades, we've heard threats of oil rigs going up off the coast of New Jersey. But if you look at the studies, it was more like a needle in a haystack hunting for oil. There's no significant belief of oil off the coast of New Jersey, but the threat was always there. So how important is that ban?
Well, that's very important. It's the first time anything has happened to be so widespreadly protective of this region. And as we know, the ocean off the New York and New Jersey coast and beyond is amazing. It's full of life and diversity, and it impacts our climate change and the very air we breathe. And the ocean is home to clean ocean economies that provide for all of us, all for free. And all the ocean asks is that we do this. We work to protect it. And this ban will do such that. We have worked for 40 years at Clean Ocean Action every year to beat back any attempts to drill for oil or gas off the coast of New York, New Jersey, and beyond. So we've able to now hopefully retire all of those tattered posters showing the horrific impacts of oil and gas drilling on the ocean and in the ocean and to marine life, because this ban will hopefully permanently protect that from happening in our coast, off our coast. And while we don't have, you know, a lot of deposits that have been found through whatever exploratory activities that have happened over these years, it's not worth the risk of all the clean ocean economies and the tourism and the people and industries that depend and the businesses that depend on a clean ocean here. So this is really great news. It's a monumental victory. We're very happy. But more importantly, it's really New Jersey is very fortunate to have had nearly unanimous, unwavering, and bipartisan support for a ban on such drilling off the coast. That's something to note, because year after year we have to really beat that back, and to have that broad support for a ban for all these years at the federal and state levels has been very, very important.
And that support led to Governor Murphy back in 2018 signing a law banning drilling in state waters, but the state waters do not equal the federal waters. That's why this was more important to complete the whole picture.
Actually, yes, of course. And then also many states along the coast have followed suit from that state action to protect their state coastlines through such actions. So it takes, you know, as federal and state action to be able to be protective of these waters. And we're fortunate to have, as I said, bipartisan support for clean ocean and against offshore oil and gas drilling.
Quick history for you listening. New Jersey, seeing they call it exploratory drilling in the past, having been a frequent visitor to Atlantic City long before gambling even came in. You might recall off the shore of Atlantic City, you used to see one oil rig and then it was gone. Well, because they didn't find anything. So they dismantle these things, and even that can cause damage to the waters. But between 1976 and 1984, 43 wells were drilled off the coast of New Jersey with no significant oil or gas deposits found. So, again, Kari, it seems like we have to put a ban in to prevent what doesn't need to happen.
Right. And it's interesting, you know, while we don't have that infrastructure off our coast, we do have oil and gas coming in and out of the port region. So, you know, fossil fuels are still coming in and out of this region, being carried. And over the years, you know, we have seen the impacts of oil on our marine life and our beaches through, you know, smaller oil spills and things like that. And in the port region and offshore, we've had pictures of oiled birds and marine life off our coast that, you know, from these smaller spills that are just from carrying or maneuvering and transporting the fossil fuel, the oil. So it's important to remember that it's the full life cycle of the fossil fuel that can have impacts to marine life near and far from our coast that need to be taken into account. And, you know, we won't have that, you know, we won't have the oil drilling per se, but we also just to be mindful of the fossil fuels and the impacts to our climate and to the marine life when it gets mishandled or spilled.
Tori Kari Martin, who is Management and Operations Director with Clean Ocean Action, cleanoceanaction.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As one would expect, the oil industry, as well as President-elect Trump, have said this ban will not stand. Well, let's look at what the ban is based on. It's the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. And what this allows is presidents to remove areas from mineral leasing and drilling, but it does not grant them the legal authority to overturn the prior bans. That can only be done through an act of Congress. And that was according to a 2019 court ruling. So for President-elect Trump to be saying, well, I'm just going to take this court and get it overturned, there's a little thing called precedent that will be an argument against that concept.
Exactly. There was an attempt on the last administration to do that, and the courts, you know, had a ruling that doesn't maybe allow for that in another attempt or future attempt. So we stand by that we support this ban, and we stand by to defend it as well as the citizens and organizations and businesses that have worked hard to get this victory and to get this ban in place. So it will take an act of Congress, and you know, we have to remember that we do have bipartisan support over these many years for a ban. So the votes will need to be there in order to overturn it if that route is chosen. But we feel that this is a strong ban, and we will defend it should there any be a further attempts for drilling off our coast.
And as a little, oh, by the way, Trump himself issued a similar executive order in 2020, and that banned drilling in, I believe it was the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that's standing, mm-hmm. I guess now we have to call it the Gulf of America, but that's another story, through 2032.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sort of going against his own. He's going against his own will and wishes from prior acts.
Exactly. And every year we've also, you know, had to look at the budget and you know, sneaking any kind of you know, activity in there in terms of funding for offshore oil and gas drilling. So it's a number of different levels, a number of different outlets that we have to keep watching and make sure that this activity doesn't get approved for the ocean. But we feel this ban is strong, and we're celebrating this victory along with the citizens and organizations that worked hard to get this in place, and also the officials as well.
No, so many energy analysts have said this is not going to make any significant difference in energy production because, again, it covers a lot of area where not much potential was existing. Just real fast here, about a minute or so to go, talk about the work of Clean Ocean Action. Certainly you've been, before this came about, you've been a loud voice trying to fight against the offshore wind turbines.
So Clean Ocean Action looks at any proposals in the ocean to ensure that they are protective of the ocean and the ocean resources and the clean ocean economies. Of course, we worked many years fighting offshore oil and gas drilling. One of the newest actions for the ocean being proposed is offshore wind, and it's wide scale. The scope, scale, and magnitude is large, and Clean Ocean Action is looking at offshore wind in terms of the impacts of the ocean. And right now, Clean Ocean Action supports the idea of offshore wind, but we are concerned about the scale, scope, and speed and the lack of due diligence on the part to make sure that's not impacting the ocean negatively. So we are reviewing those proposals, and would like some additional due diligence on the part of agencies to make sure that it's protective of the ocean.
Learn more at cleanoceanaction.org. She is their Management Operations Director, Kari Martin. Kari, thanks so much for explaining, helping us understand the significance of this decision by President Biden. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.